Hey, this is Gillian Welch.
And this is Dave Rollins.
And you're listening to Off the Record.
Thank you very much for joining me on the program this week, where we're going to hear part two of my interview with Austin, Texas-based guitarist and singer Jackie Venson. Last week, she told you the story of her life, and we'll continue talking to Jackie about her new album, Joy, and about other aspects of her career. And let's start off with a bit of music from Jackie. It's a track titled Transition, which is one of the many tracks on the album that punctuate the songs. And after we talk to Jackie Venson later in the program, I'll play some new releases for you, including an album that's taken 25 years to be released, but was recorded by Harry Nilsson. Let's continue our conversation after some music with Jackie Venson.
I got a man who loves me so. He loves me from head to toe. Show me what it is to love. He was sent from heaven above. Keep on, keep on. Keep on, keep on. When I look into his eyes, our past and futures collide. Follow each other wherever we go. I got a man who loves me so. Keep on, keep on.
On the other hand, Don't Lie to Me.
Oh, yes.
Kind
reggae.
Of a reggae thing.
But like roots, yeah. Dub reggae. Yeah. You know, that's what I was going for. I was going for like dub reggae, not like American reggae. I was going for actual Jamaican reggae. Problem is, I can't do that accent, nor would I want to. You know, I'm not going to do the accent unless I'm from there. I don't want to be a phony, right?
Yeah.
But like what I'm saying is, like, it was as close to Jamaican reggae I think I'm capable of getting without actually having Jamaican players in my band. That's kind of what I was going for, because I love Jamaican reggae. Keep On is more like African reggae, which I also love. There's different... What people don't understand is that there's subgenres of genres. Like, reggae is not just... It's so much more complicated than that. There's, like, reggae... There's Jamaican reggae. There's American pop reggae. That's, like, Sublime. Sublime is, like, American reggae. And then there's African reggae, which is, like, Harry Belafonte and stuff. And in, like, Toots and the Maytals, even though I think he's from Jamaica. Yeah, but he sounds more like... he does more, like, African reggae than Bob Marley, who does a lot of Jamaican reggae. And, like, then there's reggaeton, which is, like, electronic dance reggae. There's so much different reggae, it's like you could get lost in it.
As the wind is blowing, it carries away my trust. As the rain is pouring, it washes away my lust. My eyes are wide open, all I see is one man. He better act fast now and catch me while he still can. Yeah. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, don't lie to me. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me, I care for you. Don't lie to me, don't lie to me,
Jackie Vinson, and you're listening to Off the Record.
Tell us about these little interludes in the album. One of them, you know, some instrumental and there's some vocals, and then one of them contains an excerpt of a phone call.
Yeah. Well, the man on the phone call is actually Frenchie, one of the producers on the record. And the interludes are there to connect all the songs together, because otherwise it's just going to be a hodgepodge. I needed it to be a complete picture. So I put the interludes there to kind of glue all the different genres together.
Hello?
Hey, shit. Sorry, did I wake you up? Gosh, it's so early. It's like 9 o'clock. Our sleep schedules never line up.
No, I actually haven't been to bed. I went to the Apollo. You should have seen me go, go, go.
Yeah, I know you. I know you. You're always the one go, go, going, and I'm go, go, going in the other direction.
Well, Jackie, you're just speeding away. Sometimes people will have to pay things. You're in the studio, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in the studio, of course.
It's like you spend your whole life in.
And the response to the album, I've been reading some of the reviews, which has been really, really good. You've obviously been touring in Europe. How have the audiences responded to it? Because I know it's got a huge number of fans here.
Well, the response to the new music just in general, because the album is just a representation of this new sound that I have been able to pull off because I work with machines. And I work with the synthesizers and I work with the samplers to be able to perform with the same sounds. And the response has been extremely positive, the most positive I've ever had in my career. When I was just a trio, I did not have as many opportunities. When I was just able to only produce the trio sound, I hit the ceiling really fast, like the ceiling of opportunities. I hit it really fast, like within 3 years. I was already like getting the best opportunities you can get doing one genre, you know? And I was like, I want to go further than this. And it's like, well, if you want to go further than this, you need to find a way to stand out.
I should explain to listeners that Jackie is not a veteran. She's still only young when she talks about hitting ceilings. You
know, I hit that
at a very
blue
young
ceiling.
Hit the blue ceiling at what, 27?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, 27, pretty much, yeah. But it was 3 years of grinding with my trio, and then I just hit the ceiling. I just knew I had. I was like, okay, this is pretty much the kind of opportunities I'm going to get for, if I decide to do this trio thing for the rest of my life, this is where it's going to stop. And I just knew. I knew that, like, in 10 years I'm going to be playing the same festivals, right? And I don't want that to happen because I'm not very old and I don't want to hit a ceiling before I even hit 30, right? I need to have something to do for the rest of my life. So I'm like, okay, well, if you want to expand the ceiling, you have to expand the music.
So when you're playing live now, who plays with you?
Sometimes it's just me and my machines.
Yeah, really?
Sometimes it's me and my machine and my drummer.
Really?
Yeah, because the machine has multiple outputs. And so I send all the bass parts to an output that I plug directly into a bass amp. And then, you know, for this show coming up in Louisville, I'm going to send all of the guitar parts to an output that I play through a guitar amp. So we have live guitar through a, well, not live guitar, but high quality rhythm guitar through a guitar amp, high quality bass parts through a bass amp, which, by the way, I recorded all the rhythm parts and I recorded all the bass parts. And so it's basically me on bass, me on guitar, me on keyboards, Rodney on drums, and me doing the leads.
Wow.
And it sounds, and depending on the sound man,
yeah,
if the sound man really like knows what he's doing and isn't freaked out by the fact that there's not players on stage and just amps making sound, if he can figure out how to mix it still, like close his eyes and imagine a 5-piece band, it sounds like a 5-piece band, but more controlled. You don't have a bass player getting cocky and turning his stuff up. You don't have the rhythm player playing over the lead player while he's trying to play a solo because the rhythm player secretly wants to play a solo. You don't have any of that stupid BS. You just have consistent sound.
You've eliminated all the problems of having other band members.
Yes, I have, including the expense, yeah, and the travel and the plane tickets and the extra food and the extra pillows, you know. Yeah.
What you're doing occasionally reminds me of Michel Indigo Cello.
Oh, yeah, the bass player?
The bass player who, yeah, has a little bit of a different approach to things, you know, could do things, you know, in a particularly, you know, straight ahead way, but chooses not too often.
Yeah, she wants to stand out, because it's just, you can't do, like I said, if you're okay with the ceiling, some people like the ceiling, good, there's no wrong way to do it. If you found a way to make a full living, you've hit a ceiling, but you're making a living, heck yeah, man, that's way better than that person who's working some job they hate wishing that they could be playing, right? It's so much better to hit a ceiling but still be able to play for a living than the alternative, right? So, like, there's nothing wrong with hitting a ceiling. I'm just saying I personally didn't want to stop there. And I think people like Michelle are the same way. She didn't want to just be like, oh, I'm just a bass player. I'm just a good bass player, and that's what I'm known for. She wanted more than that. And in order to want more than that, you have to find a way to stand out. I'm only 29 right now. My brain is firing a lot of electricity at this time, but I'm gonna hit a point where my brain doesn't grow anymore, and where I'm just gonna be like, look, I just want to show up and plug in. I bet you I'll go through like a good 10 years where I'm like, screw all these machines, I'm doing acoustic with a cajon. You know, like, it's just, it's a wave. It's a wave. Life is a series of phases.
This is Loris Lowe on Radio Austin. I've got a song to play for y'all from our girl, Jackie Vinson. It's called Joy.
When it was me and you, you ran away at something new. Realized I had been used. Now trust is hard to do. Not only tonight, give me tomorrow. The work is never done. It's the pill I have swallowed. So I will forgive. I won't take it personal. There always is a choice. I have made the choice. I choose joy. You were a good idea. Knew I could not make it real. Try to force it, make it work.
Immediate crash and burn. Gotta leave tonight. I can't get tomorrow. Short-term happiness can be long-term sorrow. Hope you can forgive. Hope you find a real love. Whenever I lose track, it always brings me back. Try it when you hide behind a mask. I don't buy it. Give me actions, not only words. When it's time to stand, you're in the dirt. I decide, my soul is not for rent. I decide, my dreams cannot be bent. I decide, ignore the noise.
And you're listening to Off the Record.
Have you had any interest from major labels yet?
No.
Really?
Really, yeah.
I find that hard to believe.
Absolutely not. Absolutely zero.
Yeah?
Everything that you've seen me do is either something I did or something a team member that I hired did.
Because I was at this guitar festival in Dallas, and there were a lot of men playing guitars.
Oh, yeah, of course. There always are. There always are. And that's where I get them.
Yeah.
That's one of my secret weapons.
And I thought, you should be here, you know?
Yeah.
Susan Tedeschi and Bonnie Raitt and people like that.
Yeah, the old favorites that have been around for like 200 years.
Yeah,
of course they're going to be there, just so they can say they had some girls.
Yeah,
we had women, see, look.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you had the most famous women ever. And then you say you got women. Come on. Come on, you got to try a little harder than that.
So I'm amazed that nobody has expressed this another interest, because when I hear this album and I think, wow, the potential there is just fantastic.
Well, I know why.
What? You tell me why.
Well, before the album, I was still known as a trio.
Right.
That's what I'm saying about the ceiling.
Okay.
They were never interested in me. Okay, so here we are. I'm at year 8 of this career.
Yeah.
And really, I didn't start the career until I was good enough to play the guitar, so I'm really at year 6.5.
Yeah.
Right? And for 5.5, Of those 6.5 years, I was a trio, and we did rock and blues, because that's all you can do with that instrumentation. No matter what song you play, it's going to sound like a rock or a blues song. And labels aren't into that. They don't want that. They want Frank Ocean and like Billie Eilish. And every now and then they will pick up a token and be like, hey, look, this is our rock person for this decade.
Yeah.
But everybody else is like a pop star doing like pop music of some sort. Or they start off a rock star and the label slowly changes them into a pop star, right? So basically, the spot was already filled for the one token rock person, right? I don't know by who, but it was already filled. This is my theory.
Yeah.
And I truly believe that since it's only been a year since I've been doing this new music, because labels don't want a person that's already existed. They don't want someone who sounds like B.B. King. B.B. King already lived and already did that, right? They want somebody who's unique and new. And that's usually who they choose. And I don't think that I didn't have unique and new stuff that wasn't trio rock ceiling stuff until about a year ago. And so I truly believe that they just haven't caught up.
You're just waiting for them to catch up.
I'm just waiting for them to catch up.
Yeah.
So, like, they weren't interested in me before because my music wasn't marketable because it was trite, because it was just rock, right? But now it's not trite anymore. But it's only been a year, and a year's not a very long time.
Well, you know, I'm predicting big things.
Yeah, I just got to keep on coming out with stuff that's uniquely myself. And also, I'm really feeling fired up about this because now not only do I have this new music and this new sound, I'm able to pull it off with just me or just me and one other person. So not only are... And that's another thing that the labels have to figure out. They just haven't figured it out. Because even if I was on their radar, I'm probably still on their radar as a rock trio. You know what I mean? They just haven't caught up yet.
And from the ashes, something new grows. Funny how this life, on it goes, on and on it goes.
Jackie Benson, and you're listening to Off the Record.
It's interesting that you've been to Europe so many times.
Yeah, because I have to fill my life with activities. Like, I can't stay home in Austin all the time. If you don't go out and put yourself in front of people, yeah, you're not going to find any opportunities. Like, there's only so many opportunities that exist in Austin, Texas. And that's what I'm talking about with that 3-year mark. And I was already like, wow, this is it. I got to do something else. And that was what happened when I stayed in Austin, you know. And I have to fill my time with things, you know. I'm an artist. I'm trying to get people to follow me. I have to tell a story, which means I have to live a story. So I go to Europe because it's a really cool story.
Well, it's interesting that they picked up on you already.
Oh, well, Europe's always been ahead of the United States. There's a whole laundry list of artists that were discovered in Europe, American artists that were discovered in Europe. And then America was like, oh, Jimi Hendrix, yeah, he is cool. Even though we were just like, you know, like throwing tomatoes at him at some club. Or there was like 3 people in the audience and he was the guitar player of somebody else's band. Yeah, we think he's cool now. Thanks, England. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think I need to get to London ASAP. I really would love to be on the list of American artists not discovered by Americans. I would love to be on that list.
Well, listen, let's hope that happens. Let's hope maybe you get to Australia.
Oh, man, I almost went this year, but it just didn't work out with the timing. It's just like I was getting home from one other thing, and then I was going to have to go to another thing right after it. I was going to be completely just, like, wiped.
Hey, thanks for talking, Jamie.
Yeah, no problem.
It's great to catch up. Right, thanks.
Bye.
Too much.
Austin, Texas-based singer-songwriter Jackie Venson, and a song called Wanderlust, which she released as a single last October. And we were talking to Jackie Venson about her career and about her latest album, Joy, and the other tracks we heard in the interview from the album, Joy Flying Remix, Joy, the title track, Don't Lie to Me, and some of the transition tracks from the album, which she puts between the songs. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Hope it is an artist that you have discovered through Off the Record. If you hadn't heard of Jackie Venson before, I'm sure she's got a big career ahead of her. Well, you are listening to Off the Record. Let's continue with some music. This time from Gil Scott-Heron, whose album I'm Here Again was released some years ago, and it's had a reimagining by Micaiah McCraven. And here's one of the songs from it, Where Did the Night Go?
Long ago, the clock washed midnight away, bringing the dawn, bringing the dawn, bringing the dawn. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Time to get up again and time to start up again. Pulling on my socks now. Where did the night go? Should have been asleep when I was sitting there drinking beer and trying to start another letter to you. Don't know how many times I didn't write again last night. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and over so I wouldn't be up by myself. Where did the night go? Should go to sleep now and say,
yeah, well, fuck a job with me.
Because I spend it all on unlined paper and can't get past. Dear baby, how are you? Brush my teeth and shave. Look outside. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Where did you? Where did you? Where did you? Be dreaming. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Sky is dark. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Sky is dark. Think it may rain. Sky is dark. Oh God, I must be dreaming. Should have been asleep when I turned the stack of records over and 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 over. Sky is dark, think it may rain. Sky is dark, oh God, I must be dreaming. We'll be right back.
to Melbourne collective from the post-punk scene of the 80s called Use No Hooks and their tune called Do The Hook, preceded by Gil Scott Heron from the album We're New Again, a reimagining by Micaiah McCraven of one of Gil Scott Heron's works. And the song Where Did The Night Go? That's the only track released from that reimagining so far. Looking forward to the rest of the album, which will be out reasonably soon. You're listening to Off The Record with Brian Wise. Let's move on to another re-release, this time from Harry Nilsson. It's only taken 25 years to get this album out. It's called Lost and Found, and Mark Hudson, the producer, worked with Harry's son on putting the whole thing together after they found the tapes, which have been in the archives. We'll hear a couple of tracks from the very distinctive Harry Nilsson, who I guess was best known for some of his singles such as Cuddly Toy and things like that, but also for his friendship with John Lennon, and they had a pretty wild weekend. Well, it was more than just a weekend. It was kind of almost a lost year together in Los Angeles. But here is Harry, one of the great songwriters, with one of his lost works, which has been fortunately rediscovered.
Right next to his monument. How can he take the robbers from the innocent? One for the indigent standing on the pavement. She was robbed from heaven's gate down to the middle of a marketplace. This is what I lifespan, two for the seashore, what's your name, and who did you vote for, where did you come from, did you come from market or a heavenly place, God must have loved your face, this is what I saw. We'll be right back.
Harry Nilsson, a couple of tracks from his album Lost and Found, which has been found, Animal Farm, and the title track itself, produced by Mark Hudson, along with Harry's son. And you've been listening to Off the Record. Hope you've enjoyed the music. I hope you've enjoyed our interview with Jackie Venson this week. Next week, I'm going to play an interview I did in Texas as well. It's with Bob Schneider, a local Texas legend. And if you know Bob, I'm sure you want to listen in. He is a very eccentric artist, but he writes great songs. And I'm going to leave you with a bit of a slice of Americana this week. First of all, from Pine Grove, they've got a new album out called Marigold. I think they're going to be one of the big bands of this year. But I said that the other year, although they had a few problems with their lead singer. He got into a little bit of trouble. More of that on future shows. And then the Drive-By Truckers, a fantastic American band who have a new album out shortly called The Unraveling. They've released the second single to come from the album called Thoughts and Prayers, which is very appropriate at this time of the year. So I'll leave you with these slices of Americana. You've been listening to Off the Record, as I said, on the satellite network of the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation. Thanks so much for joining me. I'll be back with you next week.
No drugs and alcohol today. I wanna remember everything we talk about. I wanna feel light moving in everything you say. But part of me's caveated out, like maybe certain circumstances are permissible. Maybe I just couldn't. You could just look the other way. Is it so wrong? I want to feel good. I want to feel good. Is it enough?
gods build us a new house for to live. You fortified the outside and I got the interior. I got the materials, we're gonna need right here. Yeah, and it's weird to think I had it always, when manifestly I am the same as I ever was. I think the difference this time is that I could just walk away. Follow my shadow up and out the skylight. I can see an outline settled in the gray.
This is Patterson Hood of the Drive-By Truckers, and you're listening to Off the Record.
Are in for shame and comeuppance. generation locked down as their day. They'll throw the bums all out, drain the swamp for real. Perp walk them down the Capitol steps, show them how it feels. Tramp the dirt down Jesus, you can't pray the rod they'll spare. Stick it up your ass with your useless thoughts and prayers.
Hi, this is Sean Colvin, and you've been listening to Off the Record.
Stick it up your ass.
This is Jackson Brown, and you're listening to Off the Record with Brian Weiss.
Behind, we'll be forced to grow.